Rappers like to keep things on their terms. Intent on image management at all costs, they attempt to take full control of their past, present, and future. And if any man in the journalistic world is saluted for his unique method of sidestepping those barriers, it's Nardwuar. As a nasally speaking middle-aged man from Vancouver, he's probably the last person you'd expect to be able to cut through those hardened exteriors of rappers and make them show real emotion. Whether that be anger, confusion, joy, or a strange mix of all three. But that's exactly where he excels. These days, Nardwuar, real name Josh Ruskin, has been doing interviews for nearly 4 decades. And by now, his reputation is so iconic that even rappers like Trippie Redd in the late Juice World saw getting interviewed by him as something to aspire to.
I appreciate this because I've always wanted to do this with you, but you're weird, but I love you.
WHFH, Jalen the Illest.
What the fuck? What the fuck? How? Nardwuar, how?
Due to this gift of making rappers come out of their shells, he can be a menace with the mic in his hands in all the best ways. And by now, that's the risk that artists know they're taking. While he was once an obscure figure who was known best in his home nation of Canada, Nardwuar has progressed to the point where he's a national treasure that people feel should be protected at all costs. In situations where most rappers would usually posture and put on a front, Nardwuar brushes that aside and gets their genuine, unfiltered reactions to whatever he throws their way. But Nardwuar wasn't always a diehard hip-hop head. In fact, he was a latecomer to the culture. Rather than growing up immersed in rap, he kind of stumbled into it later in life and eventually fell in love with the craft.
So I interviewed him in Middle Bands, and then somebody said, hey, want to get into rap? Snoop Doggy Dogg is coming to town. I'm like, I don't like rap. Look, rap is like the new hair metal. So I just go from one to the other, so I'll do anything.
Do you like it, though?
I used to have blinders. I am totally transfix for it because I love the garage rock.
Along the way, he talked to a whole host of rock legends ranging from the late Kurt Cobain of Nirvana all the way to Britpop icons like Blur, who ended up losing a lot of respect from fans simply for having the nerve to get physical with Nardwuar. Although, even when things went left, the veteran interviewer kept his cool under pressure.
Would it be okay to stand over there?
Come on. Stand there and ask your questions.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Okay, I'll just... Okay.
We're all going to be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, mate.
Okay. Okay. As long as we got that on tape, that's all that counts.
No matter what's been thrown at him, his approach has never changed, no matter who he's talking to. Because to Nardwuar, his job isn't just to ask questions. It's to make the person he's interviewing come alive for the audience. He actually summed it up perfectly himself in one interview where he said, "It's the interviewer's job to make the interviewee look exciting. Afterwards, you can't go say, oh, that person was boring. No, it's up to you to bring out the best in that person." And when it comes to rappers, the way he pulls that off is through his insane levels of research. The kind that leaves artists both amazed and a little freaked out at the same time. But in the end, most of them leave the internet with a lot of affection for the self-proclaimed human serviette. Among the best examples of this is Tyler, the Creator. At the height of the Odd Future hype train, Nardwuar caught up with Tyler at South by Southwest. And alongside giving him and OF's Haji Beats gifts ranging from bacon soap to obscure records, he left Tyler stunned when he let it slip that the rapper's mother hailed from the Great White North.
Could you please tell us, Canada, is your mom half Canadian?
Yeah, her, what the fuck? How do you know this shit? Yeah, my mom's mixed. Oh shit. What the fuck? You with the feds?
Despite how freaked out he was, it was clearly enough to endear the interviewer to Tyler, as since then, they've continued to be friendly in their own unique way, including some very sus moments.
Please warm my wiener.
No.
I have a gift for you, Tyler, right now. Please warm my wiener.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, actually, if we just pull it down.
Shit, Nardwuar, damn. My bad, Nardy. You had me nervous.
In one instance, he was so excited to see him that he almost killed him.
Hey, Tyler, it's me, Nardwuar. I have a gift for you, finally.
Boyfriend.
Dan Vegas. Dan Vegas.
Fucking Nardwuar.
Do it.
But the love between them goes two ways. Since then, in one of their meetups in 2022, the ever-humble Nardwar accredited that 2011 interview as being his breakout moment with the internet generation.
I was gonna say, Tyler, thank you again for talking to me over the years. From 2011 till now, like five times we have talked.
It's been a lot.
I really appreciate you talking to me, Tyler, because I think the first time that people knew who I was, really, was through your interview with me, 2011. They heard of me for the first time.
That's a damn lie.
Clearly, Tyler has the utmost respect for Nardwar. And this is a trait that he shares with a longtime friend of his, who was also so shocked that his usually icy cool demeanor was shattered for a little minute. Back when they stepped into the arena to chat with Nardwar, ASAP Mob were one of the coolest hip-hop crews around. With their psychedelic southern-influenced sound, Rocky Yams, Ferg, 12E, and the rest of the crew brought a new flavor to East Coast hip-hop that was desperately needed. Not to mention, they literally turned the rap fashion game on its head by rocking the likes of Raf Simmons and Rick Owens. Because of these credentials, you would think that they might be too cool to be respectful to someone as wacky as Nardwar. But instead, they instantly hit it off with him.
Who are you?
Man, I be that pretty motherfucker, man.
ASAP?
Yes, sir.
Rocky?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Austin, Texas, ASAP.
Thank you, sir.
However, after he got them comfortable, that's when he started doing what he does best and unveiling some crazy information from their past, including ASAP Ferg's previous life as a jewelry maker.
I f***ed your dame and she bought me a...
motherfucking chain.
A chain! And I was thinking, Mr. Ferg, chains, you make the chains.
Oh, how did he know that? That was so long ago.
Yeah, I used to make chains. I used to make jewelry.
But just as they were catching their breath from the wild interaction, Nardwar hit them with another curveball, throwing Flacco for a loop by bringing up an old hangout spot from his past.
I guess I was curious, ASAP, what is the importance of the Black Ink Gallery?
Wow. How the f*** do you know about the Black Ink Gallery? Okay, Black Ink Gallery is a tattoo shop in Harlem where we all used to just hang out at 113th. And, you know, that was just like one of the clubhouses. We got a bunch of them, several of them.
While some rappers might have taken it the wrong way and looked annoyed, like Nardwar was crossing the line, Rocky and the crew actually got praised for how cool they stayed. And it just showed how much respect Nardwar holds in hip-hop today. I love how 80s punk bands were trying so hard to act cool to the point of bullying him, while almost all these hip-hop artists show him mad respect. That says something. For the most part, this tends to be the pattern with rappers. Yeah, they're definitely caught off guard by how much he knows, but instead of feeling threatened, they're usually more impressed than anything else. Even when he's out here spilling their entire life story on camera, like he did with none other than Kendrick Lamar. Rather than focus on his prosperous future, Nardwar delved into his formative years in Compton when he interviewed Kendrick. At first, Kendrick seemed pretty relaxed, until Nardwar casually exposed the identity of his 7th grade rap partner for the whole world to see.
Do you know a guy called Cannon?
Day. You heard that? Cannon. Yeah, that's crazy. This dude said Cannon. Wow. That's crazy. Cannon. That's one of the dudes I started off rapping with. Wow, that's 8th grade. That's 7th grade.
But while that reveal was just a small taste, the mix of fear and awe really kicked in when Nardwar somehow knew all of his go-to local fast food spots.
Now that might make you kind of hungry. What about Louisiana Chicken?
Louisiana Chicken. That's the neighborhood, yeah. That's my favorite, yeah.
And there's like bulletproof glass?
Yeah.
And Kendrick Lamar, there's also Tams and Rite Aid, too. The Rite Aid.
Definitely grew up in Tams and Rite Aid. This dude right here is really doing his research, though. This guy's... Yeah, Tams and Rite Aid. I get the chili cheese fries.
And what about at the Rite Aid?
Rite Aid, I just get a bunch of milk for my little brothers and stuff like that.
For someone as private and guarded as KDOT, it's rare to see him so thrown off by a line of questioning, especially when he hardly even steps out in the public these days, let alone opens up about his personal life outside the studio. But Kendrick isn't the only time Nardwar's interviews took a wild turn. In fact, There was one moment where the Canadian legend dropped a bombshell that left J. Cole genuinely baffled, wondering how something so tightly kept within the industry had possibly leaked. For a long time, J. Cole had informed Nardwuar that they would chat, but the right time had yet to emerge. Even when he caught up with him backstage at a festival in Vegas, he was told that it would occur sometime in the future.
I have some questions.
I already know you're ready for
questions. How should I... Catherine, still?
One.
Are you coming to Vancouver, you think?
Next,
in Vancouver?
Yeah, probably late next year or either
2021. Okay, thanks again for your set. Thanks for remembering me too. I appreciate that. Yeah, see ya, bye.
So when the moment finally came in December of 2021, Nardwuar didn't hesitate. He took his shot and left J. Cole completely stunned. And midway through the interview, he did just that by unveiling the role that J. Cole had in connecting one of his fellow Big Three members with the man that would be his label boss and mentor. But what's crazy is that this had never been public knowledge beforehand.
J. Cole, did you tell Dr. Dre about Kendrick?
Who told you that? Who gave you that piece of information?
Well, you are J. Cole. We have to know.
The answer is yes, I did. Have you tested water? So yeah, I was like, yo, you gotta sign this kid from Compton. Boom, boom, Kendrick, boom, boom. And then Manny was like, oh yeah, that's the kid I was telling you about. Boom, boom, boom. So I have no clue, you know what I mean? Because that's never, you know what I mean? I've never heard anybody say that type of shit. But yeah. Shout out to Dr. Dre.
Clearly, he caught Cole off guard and might have even robbed him of what could have been a really decisive card to play in what would be their short-lived beef. That humble silence. And that's something J. Cole was saving if they were to ever battle. Although there are many things that make Nardwuar a singular force in hip-hop interviews, the ability to know things that he has no right having any access to is what can really put artists in a tough space. One rapper who knows this feeling all too well is Ugly God, who looked mildly terrified for the entire interview. Instead of easing into things, Nardwuar came out swinging, dropping specific details about the day Ugly God was born.
And you, Ugly God, were born at 1:23?
What the f***? Yes, I was born at 1:23 p.m. September 19th, 1996.
When asked about how he possibly knew that, Nardwuar just hit him with his classic, mysterious response.
Well, you are Ugly God. We have to know.
Yes.
But even though that already had Ugly God on edge, things really crossed the line when Nardwuar brought up something so random and insignificant, yet somehow knew way too much about it.
Ugly God, quote, sad dad, young...
Pussy baker.
Hermit.
Crab. Wait, hold up. How you know that? Young Hermit Crab. How you know about that? My rap name? Oh my gosh. I was Young Hermit Crab for a week. For a week. And you know this. Wow.
Thankfully, Ugly God, like many artists, took all of Nardwuar's prying into his heritage in his stride and laughed along. But Nardwuar doesn't always get so lucky. And when the legendary Kid Cudi appeared on his platform, it was a disaster waiting to happen. Recorded during Cudi's meteoric rise, the legendary artist from Cleveland was always going through a lot during his come-up, as not only was he dealing with substance issues and the pressures of fame, but his mental health wasn't in the best of places. For all of these reasons, you could argue that the vibes were off from the very beginning, with Cudi seemingly irritated from the outset.
Kid Cudi, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you for having me.
Kid Cudi, you're also known as Domingo?
Yes.
Domingo?
Yeah, Domingo Dean.
What can you say about Domingo Dean versus Kid Cudi?
Well, there's two things that me and Domingo Dean have in common. Microphone's too close to my mouth. And that was a joke.
But while things got underway on a tense note, they really got messy when he started bringing up Cudi's uncle, a former jazz drummer who had passed on just a little before that interview took place.
My uncle, who just passed away around the time when I was writing Day and Night, he was a really famous jazz musician, but he played the drums, and he was so humble that he didn't want to be in the spotlight. He did a lot of work. I mean, I'm talking about the Rat Pack. He was cool with those people.
Do you have his record?
I have some of his old vinyl from when he passed on. We went to his apartment.
I have another gift for you right here. Check this out. Do you have this record here, Kid Cudi? Your uncle, Khalil.
Yes.
Yeah. Bang. That's fam right there.
Rather than heeding the cues from Cudi to back off, Nardwar kept going. And Cudi got increasingly stressed until it progressed to a literal anxiety attack that left him running for the door.
It's all good. Same difference.
And can you check right there? Look where he's from. It's really neat. This is your uncle. Where did he move from? If you read there, Khalil.
Clevelander. All day. You're not telling me nothing new.
But I want to tell the people about all this stuff.
You tell me about my family, and I know my family.
And there he is. I said it's so neat. Like, there he is right there playing. I think it's really cool that there he is playing drums.
That's him. That's my uncle.
You're loving the Cleveland. What do you remember about old school Cleveland stuff? Do you remember any of the old school Cleveland stuff?
I gotta
out. Okay. Can I? Well, no, Kid Cudi, doo-doo-loo-doo. Can I at least say goodbye? Doo-doo-loo-doo. Can you say bye-bye?
Come on, man. Chill out.
As a result of how much he pursued him afterwards, this is one of the few times where fans actually feel Nardwar might have been in the wrong. That last one's messed up from him. I get Kid Cudi. When it comes to certain things, you gotta know when to chill. These days, Nardwar's interviews with rappers rarely go off the rails like that, mainly because the culture now fully embraces him as a legend. But that moment with Kid Cudi was a throwback to a time when the older generations of MCs weren't quite sure how to handle Nardwar's unpredictable style. One prime example of this was the Queenbridge's own legend, Nas. The interview happened years ago, and at first, Nas seemed cool with the usual stack of records Nardwar brings along. But things took a turn when Nardwar hit him with some deep cut research, tracking Nas all the way back to his hood.
MC Shan, now he's from...
He's from the bridge. This is my inspiration, y'all. This dude here, see where he's at? This is the project where I come from. That's the elevator doors open. See, that's the first floor. And that's the project hallway right there. And he's telling the crackhead, Jane, stop this crazy thing.
And Nas, we...
You're crazy.
However, as time went on and Nardwar's bag of tricks kept producing more and more stuff, the novelty wore off for Nas and he let his cool and composed image fall to the side.
It's all love, it's all music. Peace.
Thanks so much, Nas. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot a loot doo.
Peace.
Almost, Nas. Doot doot a loot doo.
Yo, it's over. All right, it's over. It's over. Move the mic. Move the mic.
Thank you.
Alright.
Thanks so much, Nas.
Nas definitely wasn't the only legend from that era who struggled to wrap their head around what Nardwar was doing. Another prime example, Busta Rhymes, who looked completely baffled by the whole experience. Much like Nas, they seemed to have a little bit of a rapport to begin with.
Who are you?
I think the question is, who are you? I never seen you before. I think people have seen me and my work and my years of a lot of struggle and creative contribution to the art form overall. Who are you?
Well, you are Busta Rhymes, and I am Nardwar the Human Serviette.
The Human Serviette? What's a serviette?
Just to help serve the youth, Busta.
Oh, is that so?
But as the interview went on, Busta started looking more and more confused, and even though he was nearly twice Nardwar's size, he seemed genuinely curious about what this quirky, tartan-clad Canadian was gonna hit him with next.
Keep on rocking in a free world and doot doot a loot doo.
Doot 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 doot. What you just said?
Busta Rhymes. Doot doot a loot doo.
Yo, I'ma see y'all. Y'all take care. Y'all gonna take care, Mr. Nardwar.
Actually, almost there, Busta.
Nardwar needs a little assistance over there. I think his cannons is a little loose.
Actually, Busta, it's doot doot a loot doo.
Phillips screwdriver to just tighten up one of them screws in the side of his skull over there.
Doo 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 doo.
He might need a new pair of socks or something.
Busta, please.
No, he walking.
No, don't, no, Busta, no.
Crazy and funny. I don't understand, Mr. Nardwar.
Come on, Busta. Doo 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 doo.
Psh, get out of here.
Oh, man. Just do one more little noise thing, and it'll be almost done. Doo 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 doo.
Yo, get him out of here, man. Please.
Okay. All right, Nardwar, we're done.
That was a pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much.
But where his shtick is well established now, this wasn't always the case. I don't think he's being cocky. He probably has zero clue who Nardwar is. He probably thought Nardwar was trying to clown him and mock him. And while some people felt that Busta was maybe in on the joke, people like Jay-Z, who was recommended to do the interview by longtime supporter Pharrell, just didn't understand whatsoever.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a young man from Mossy Projects who
really made the thing that thing that they say the American dream come true, because I'm not supposed to be here speaking to you. You know, there's a lot of people that come from where I come. There's a lot of skilled people who come from where I come who are not here right now.
You are Jay-Z?
Oh, I thought you meant like, who am I? I thought it was a deeper question. I thought my name is Jay-Z, yes.
This is like when you tell all your friends about your favorite movie and they just sit there saying, I don't get it the whole time. But even if you're aware of what Nardwuar is capable of, that doesn't mean it can leave you shocked to the point that it triggers you to act out. For Memphis MC Black Youngsta, dealing with Nardwuar was clearly a sensory overload. Whether he was familiar with his content or the information he was revealing, the experience of having the interviewer discuss his life with such knowledge had him wondering if it was some sort of sting operation.
What about GMB Studios?
GMB Studios, they my dog, Sean B. How the f*** you know this? How? Hold on, bro. How? How you, I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro. You the police? Is you the FBI? CIA? What's your name?
You are Black Youngster. We have to know.
Bruh. How old are you? How old is you? How long you knew me? I'm not about to walk outside and go to jail. No, not at all.
And even though he managed to calm down for a moment, things went left again when Nardwuar casually mentioned the spot where he used to hustle, instantly bringing him back on edge and looking for the nearest exit.
You know, we post up there, we trap all the everything. All everything you can think of, we do everything right there at the Quick Mart.
The Longview Apartments?
Bruh, who told this man this shit? Huh? Man, this legend, bruh. That's somewhere I stayed in when I was younger.
For the CMG signee, this was enough to have him visibly shook in a way that he'd normally never allow himself to be seen. However, he needs to be commended for standing his ground to the end, because some rappers have actually fled. Take Denzel Curry, for example. During an interview before a show, Nardwuar freaked out Denzel Curry in a similar vein.
You are Denzel?
Curry?
Your Aunt Betty did security?
What the fuck? How the fuck you know this? God damn! Bro, you the feds, bro?
Oh, you are Denzel Curry, we have to know. But your Aunt Betty security?
Bruh, you like the fucking feds right now, dog.
And once again, things proved to be a step too far when he mentioned an old friend from the neighborhood.
Chauncey!
Dog, you even know this from my block? Whoa! I'm done. Yo!
Denzel Curry!
Yo! Yo! Hell no!
But Denzel isn't the only one who briefly dipped and eventually returned. This was in the same vein as what JID did when Nardwuar recalled his own old part-time job and one famous face from hip-hop that was once a customer.
You also delivered pizza to Killer Mike, right?
What? I don't think I delivered pizza to Killer Mike. I remember that. I definitely delivered pizza.
Barbershop.
Yes, 100%, 100%, yes. Okay. Why do you know this?
Well, you are JID. We have to know.
No, watch. You come back.
That's the difference.
But as JID alluded to, there's one man who is synonymous with running away from Nardwuar like no other. By the time he got his reputation for being the man who fled the scene from Nardwuar, Lil Uzi had already knew the drill and had literally been on the platform before without any major issue. But whether Uzi was just in a different headspace that day or the vibe was too wild, things didn't go as planned the second time around. Right off the bat, Nardwuar handed him a Rob Zombie movie poster, which immediately threw him off. At first, it looked like he could handle it, but that didn't last long.
We have right for you, Lil Uzi, a Rob Zombie poster. Very impressive.
Within minutes of the interview starting, things took a wild turn. Because the moment Nardwuar mentioned the name of one of Uzi's old associates, that was it. He literally bolted and took off running mid-interview.
Guns Garcia.
Yo, he know too much. I can't do this. What Kanye do?
Lil Uzi Vert in action, running away from Nardwuar, the human servant. Is Lil Uzi, do you think, coming back? Do you think Lil Uzi is coming? Lil Uzi!
This led to a chase sequence as he tried to get a signature goodbye, which he eventually acquired.
Little Uzi, how are you doing? Little Uzi, doo-doo-loo-doo. Little Uzi, doo-doo-loo-doo. Little Uzi, thank you again for coming.
Ecstasy.
And doo-doo-loo-doo. Loot Uzi Vert, doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Thank you. Little Uzi Vert leaves.
You're supposed to be standing still right now. Ready, set, go.
Understandably, this blew the internet apart and was even sampled on Uzi's Futsal Shuffle. But this wasn't the end of the road for them, and amazingly, Uzi actually did it again. After meeting backstage at a show, Uzi agreed to talk to him. He even went out of his way to give him his flowers. And at one point, Uzi casually offered to have him over for a meal at his house, showing just how much respect he had for the legendary interviewer.
Or you could just come to my house and have dinner.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
How do I get in touch?
I'll give you my number. Then I can teach you how to play Call of Duty.
Ba-boom. That'd be amazing.
Yet, even though they were clearly on good terms, he just had to keep the long-running joke and sprinted into a car.
Is there anybody else in the crowd that you'd like to point out?
Would you hold this for me? We gotta keep this traditional.
Because of how many of these iconic moments he sent our way, Nardwar has rightfully acquired legendary status, and we can only hope that he keeps doing this for a long time to come. Because quite frankly, rappers' interviews just wouldn't be the same without him. Keep on rocking in the free world, Nardwar. As always, I'll see you on the next one.